The most striking line that hits me as I read the first reading from the prophet Hosea is the very last line. He shall still remember their guilt and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. There's something about that line. If we imagine the immensity of the work that God did and accomplished in order to free his people from slavery in Egypt, all of the work, all of the miracles, all of the manifestations of his power and might to lead them forth from slavery, to bring them to his holy mountain, to reveal his heart to them in the law and the commandments of God, to bring them through the time in the desert, to bring them into occupy the promised land, to drive out the enemies before them, to establish them in the land, to establish kings, and to all that he has done. And they shall return to Egypt. What we see is a people that has been set free and liberated, but has not yet come under the yoke of the Good Shepherd. It's ironic in the gospel text. Jesus heals a possessed man who could not speak. When he is freed, he can speak. What do you think he said? I haven't been able to speak for a very long time. What do you think the words that came out of his mouth were? Do you think they were blasphemies, curses, insults? Well, Father, that's not in the text. What are you saying? What are you speaking about? The point being is it would be terribly inappropriate that the one whose tongue was bound and enslaved and mute to be set free, and the first things that are spoken are curses and blasphemies. Don't you think? It makes no sense, right? And yet, he is now free. He's free to speak. But he is not free to speak whatever the heck he wants to speak. The freedom that Jesus gave him to be able to speak now must come under the shepherding of his mind and of the law. The Alleluia verse, since we're not singing, it wasn't said or it wasn't sung. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep and mine know me. The first reading, they've set up their own kings and they didn't even ask me. They didn't get my approval of the king that they have ruling over them. In other places in Scripture, God uses that reference of, or that imagery of sheep and shepherd to say, you know, my people are a flock of sheep and death is their shepherd. I mean, when we say that, we have images because it's in modern culture, the Grim Reaper, these people, you imagine like you're out there and all of a sudden you look over and, you know, not with a sickle, but with a, you know, little loop. And you're like, oh, great. This is going to be an awesome day, right? Yeah, you know, look who the shepherd is. Jesus sets us free. He liberates us. But in the gospel, he sees sheep that are freed, but don't know what they're doing and where they're going. And there's no one to lead them and to guide them. It is the point I'm trying to make, which, I don't know, it's just rambling on here.
It's kind of, we don't like to talk about this in our culture at our time because we are all about personal freedom. But just as like the man's tongue that was set free, now is not free to blaspheme God. We have been set free by the blood of the Lamb. We have been set free as a people, but not to go about and doing our own darn things and whatever the heck we want and to destroy ourselves. It is almost as if it was better for the people to go back to Egypt, to go back into being enslaved so that their sin would be less. You know what I'm saying? They have no freedom to make statues. They have no freedom to do all of the things that they're doing. They're just enslaved every day, the work and the treachery. But at least they're not doing all of these terrible, horrible things that they're doing now in their freedom. Jesus sets us free and then invites us under his yoke. That is Sunday's reading again. He invites us to freedom, he liberates us radically, powerfully by who he is, but then invites us under his yoke. He invites us to walk with him, not in a new slavery, but a relationship of kindness and gentleness and peace. So let us not be rebellious and shake off his leadership in our life. Amen.